Maryland Real Estate Headlines, Baltimore County Public Records Hub, now live for MD Property Research. Netter Online has launched a centralized portal for accessing Baltimore County public records, property tax information, and assessor data. MD real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and property valuation research without navigating multiple county systems. Bookmark this Baltimore County records resource for your next transaction. /publicrecords.netronline.com/state/county/Baltimore County. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. How much commission do real estate agents make in Maryland? A new guide breaks down average real estate commission rates and city-by-city earnings for agents across Maryland. Understanding local commission structures helps Maryland agents benchmark their income and negotiate effectively in their markets. Review the full commission breakdown by city at h.calibri.leprier.blog realestateagent-commission-in-maryland/. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. New Maryland Property Records Search Tool launches for deeds, permits, and liens. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized search for Maryland property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence and client research without navigating multiple county databases. Add https://maryland.propertychecker.com/ to your toolkit for faster property record lookups across Maryland jurisdictions. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies. Title work, survey, environmental phase one, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. A five-minute checklist before pulling a building permit. The most rejected permit applications fail on documentation completeness, not project merit. A reliable pre-submission check covers four things. 1. Parcel zoning matches intended use. 2. Setback dimensions match the survey. 3. Any required HOA or design review sign-off is attached. 4. Contractor license number is valid and unrestricted in the issuing jurisdiction. Permit resubmission resets the queue clock in most MD jurisdictions, adding 2 to 6 weeks to a project. Catching documentation gaps before submission is the cheapest schedule recovery tool an owner has. Save the checklist next to your permit application template and run it before every submission.